Well, friend, I will call myself converted. What a wondrous species these humans are. Not only are they insatiable, but they are also hard-working, industrious, loyal. All the things we pride ourselves for being, I see in them, on a much reduced scale. You may remember that Brute, the large one, was quite unruly when he first came to my rudimentary lab, and oh, what a change! He's now as docile and obedient as Malak. He loves the outdoors with a passion and refuses to be picked up. But on walks, he will disappear and return with the juiciest berries and chewable bark for us all to eat. The two humans are inseparable. I believe I was right in thinking that they were lovers before Malak's capture, as there is a fierce fondness for each other not seen in friendship. They have taken to sleeping in the cage together, and I will often hear Malak's moaning through the night as they make heady, passionate love. They are now both free to come and go as they please, and though Malak stays close, still intrigued by my work, Brute revels in the freedom he is afforded, but always returns. Meal times are now shared amongst them both, and let me tell you, friend, I will never tire of two tiny bodies writhing against my cock and lapping at the slit with lusting frenzy. As I write this, I do so with a somewhat heavy heart. Even as I recount the moments of joy that have occurred, my expedition must come to an end, and I am conflicted. Should I leave them here or bring them with me? I have no doubt that Malak would drink in the cities of our people. He would marvel at them as he does every graph and chart I construct. Brute, though, he would hate it. He is a wild thing, and the very essence of nature runs through his veins. How could I separate them? To do so would be a kind of death for each. I still have a week or so before I must pack and leave. I will muse on it further. Yours, Dr. Gothard.